we often use the United States as a case study. The very good book by Eric Schlosser, Command and Control, goes into extraordinary detail about the risks of associated with America's nuclear weapons program during the Cold War, risks that haven't gone away despite years of studying and knowing about them, and new kinds of risks come to the fore. So we know about them because of the transparency of our social systems. And in countries where there's less transparency, there's less knowledge, of course. I also notice that there is sometimes a disinclination in some countries to talk about the risks associated with their own nuclear programs. I spend a lot of time in South Asia, and I don't hear as much conversation there about their own nuclear programs to the extent that you hear about it, say, in Great Britain or the United States. So I go back to what I initially said. I think to the extent that there are forums that bring people together, I think the humanitarian initiative was very, very important in getting a collective sense of the nuclear risks associated with nuclear weapons. I'll stop right there.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your comments, and particularly that note about that we talk usually about other countries' nuclear weapons or security concerns and everything like that. And just to maybe offer in a kind of an anecdotal evidence, when I was growing up back in the Soviet Union, all our discussions were obviously about the U.S. There was nothing about the Soviet Union. So it's a very, very valid point. But, and I also appreciate that it is our collective assessment, our collective knowledge that really brings the issues together and allows us to look at them collectively and more comprehensively. I see there was a hand by Patricia. Please go on.
Thank you. So, just responding to Mark a bit, so I think we the collective is a very good way of putting it, and we humanity perhaps another way. And the thing about nuclear weapons is in a way it forces us to be the collective. There isn't a, if you use nuclear weapons, it would affect everybody, not just one group of people. So we can't become, we can't point the finger at them and the other in the case of the use of nuclear weapons. So like some other things, like climate change, for example, it forces